In the meantime, Japan was resuming its aggression against China. The decade of the 1930s was the era of fascist aggression throughout the world. Bethune's knowledge of the long history of Western aggression and exploitation in China made him conclude that his services were needed there. In January 1938, he sailed to mainland China. He stated that he refused to condone or support wars which greedy men make against others. He went on to say that Spain and China respectively were parts of the same battle against fascism. The Japanese had chased the Chinese into the northwest part of the latter's country. Mao Zedong met Bethune only once, but they remained acquaintances by correspondence. Bethune almost immediately set out for the hazardous surroundings of the mountain ranges of Yunnan. In the company of the 8th Route Army, Bethune practiced his profession as best as he could. There were no mobile units, and there was a desperate need to recruit medical trainees and convey his knowledge and skills to meet the needs of the soldiers. Consequently, there was an urgent requirement for illustrated medical manuals. Both soldiers and peasants required a good deal of medical attention. Again, under very trying conditions, and with a lot of nerve, determination and courage, Bethune and his crew of Chinese assistants were eventually able to establish and coordinate over 20 medical and nursing teaching hospitals. Because of shortages of personnel and other difficulties, Bethune himself routinely operated for days without reasonable breaks. In one period, he worked continually for 69 hours on a total of 115 patients. His ability to endure such hard conditions and retain his sanity was little short of a miracle. It was under these conditions that his own life became abruptly doomed. In October of 1939, possibly suffering from extreme fatigue, he accidentally cut his left hand with the blade of his scalpel. Without proper medical supplies and with germs everywhere, his hand became infected and blood poisoning, a disease called septicemia, spread. He died on November 12, 1939.